Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. Today we're going to be talking about what's in a name. Well, while we're on the subject, my name is Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And this is our unit on life.
Yeah.
And part of life is deciding what we're going to name our children,
What
names we're going to come up with. This is an interesting subject because I've always been curious as to how people here in Taiwan choose their English names and how they choose their Chinese names as well. It can be quite a complicated process.
Yeah, I think it's very complicated over here in Taiwan. My parents just happened to like the name Stephanie, and they both decided that's what they wanted. So it's not quite as complicated in the U.S. But we're going to talk about how Westerners, or at least those that live in the Western part of the world, choose names for their kids. It's in contrast to what they do here, but it's kind of fun to learn about other cultures, too.
It sure is. Okay, so let's talk about the naming process. What's in a name? I think that's a line from Shakespeare. We'll talk about that later, but let's read through our article right now, and then we'll come back to talk about it. While our name is something that identifies us throughout our lives, the process of choosing it is not something we ourselves have any say in. This decision is, of course, in the hands of our parents, and it is generally made only after much careful thought. In contrast to Chinese names, selecting a name for your baby in the West does not involve any complicated guidelines about good or bad fortune. Even so, there are plenty of other factors that can influence this choice. Traditionally, newborns are often named after a respected family member, such as a grandfather or grandmother, as this is seen as a fitting way to honor them. Besides a name's meaning, its origin is another important consideration, more often than not being closely linked to religious belief. Since Christianity is the main religion in America, it's no coincidence that many of the most popular names there, like Jacob and Hannah, are originally from the Bible. A more contemporary trend is to name the baby after an admired celebrity, while creative and exotic names are also increasingly common. David Beckham, for instance, called his son Brooklyn after the New York district where his son was conceived. On the other hand, there are some things that are best avoided when choosing a baby's name. First, don't go for something that will sound ridiculous in combination with the family name, like Sandy Pandy. Also, be careful that the name's initials don't spell out anything embarrassing, like Frank Adam Thomas, F-A-T, as such oversights could lead to your child being teased later on. At the end of the day, though, it's most important for parents to settle on a name that they both like. And with any luck, the baby will grow up to be fond of his or her own name, too.
So what's in a name? Do you feel like your name represents you well? Do you look like your name? It's funny to me, but when I'm back in the U.S., more people call me Jennifer than my own name sometimes. It's kind of weird. I have a lot of strangers who call me Jennifer. What's weird about it is my sister's name is Jennifer, so I must kind of look like a Jennifer to some people.
Well, I got called Scott a lot when I was young. They thought I was Scott, and so they called me that.
Yeah,
Scott was my brother's name.
You kind of look like a Scott. It's funny. Sometimes we don't really look like our names, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our name is something that does identify us throughout our lives. If you identify someone or something, it just means you recognize them. You connect that thing with them. So when people see the name Stephanie Buckley, they connect it with me. They identify that name with me. It stands for me, I guess you could say. Now, the process of choosing a name is not something we ourselves have any say in. We're too small. We don't get to vote on our own names, and we don't get to voice our opinions. It's kind of left in the hands of our parents, and in my family, I actually got to help name some of my younger siblings, and one of them isn't too happy about the name we chose for her.
And what name was that?
We chose her name as Heather Ruth, and she doesn't like her middle name.
Ruth. Well, yeah, I would have thought of something else because that doesn't seem to go well with the word Heather.
But that's my mother's name.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of named
it's
after
significant.
Your mother.
Yeah.
Well, in any case here, this is a process of decision that we don't have a say.